When it's completed, the SKA will produce a colossal amount of data. Since the aperture arrays will comprise of so many small antennas, each between their own separate signals, which will have to be added together, the total amount of data flowing into the control computers we measured in thousands of terabytes per second. This poses serious challenges for the engineers. As we've seen, it means that the site is littered with buried optical fibres, and it's quite impossible to carry all of the data that's flowing through them back to Perth. Instead, much of the computing power behind the SKA will need to be on site, within a few hundred metres of the antennas themselves. This poses the challenge of how to power these computers, hundreds of kilometres away from civilization. But more seriously, the whole point of locating the SKA in the desert was to get away from the radio hum that electronic devices produce. The engineers need to make sure that any radio waves that the computers produce are kept away from the antennas.
The sky has still got hints of blue, but it's mostly got grey cloud cover. We're expecting a little bit of rain tonight. Of course, all of the telescopes are waterproof, but not just that, they're also radio frequency proof, because there's no point building your telescope in the middle of a desert to get away from all of the radio frequency interference that cities produce, like radio stations and TV stations, and even just microwaves and electronics and things like that. There's no point coming all the way out here to get away from all of that and then building a big power station to power your telescope and building your receivers and your electronics that control the telescope, because they will then produce radio waves. So everything in the MRO is shielded within an inch of its life, practically, to make sure that it doesn't produce any radio waves that could interfere with the telescopes. This is particularly important for telescopes like ASCAP and the MWA, because they are designed to be very, very sensitive. The MWA is designed to pick up some of the oldest signals in the universe, which will be extremely weak. So any kind of signal that's man-made and earth-based will drown those signals out. So we have things like the CSIRO control building that has two massive airlocks to get into it, and they're not to prevent air coming out, but instead to prevent radio frequency interference. And I really like actually how they tested the building and made sure it was radio frequency tight. They set off radio frequency bombs inside of it and walked around trying to see if it was leaking anywhere. So they had a big signal generator inside the building, and then were walking around with detectors and saying, okay, this weld needs a little bit more welding on it because it's letting some out. And then basically made sure the building was completely tight and nothing could get out. And the same has been done to all of the equipment over at the MWA as well. So we have these lovely white boxes sitting on the trench lines. They're called receivers. There's 16 of them. 8 tiles connect up to each of these receivers. And they basically look like kind of a white box with a fridge in it, and then a whole lot of electronics. And those electronics produce a lot of radio frequency interference. So the white box itself shields them really, really strongly to make sure that the tiles are picking up nothing but signals from space.